Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl tried. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long.
There's a With your sexy host, Emma E2K, on LushRadioOnline.com. You already know, man. Another Tuesday, another hot topic tonight. Show is sponsored by LushRadioOnline.com and E2K Enterprise, LLC. It's a hot topic, like always. Call in 347-826-7722. Or you already know, go on my Facebook, Emma E2K, and leave your comments. And I'll definitely read them on the air. For those that want to be private and don't want me to mention their names, you can inbox me like Steph will have already. And those that don't care, just make sure you post it on my wall right where I'm promoting the show at, because that's where I'll be looking for it. Follow us on the Twitter, Emma E2K, Lush Radio Online. We're also on the Instagram, Emma E2K, E2K Enterprise, Emma E2K. Just Google everything. We're just everywhere. I appreciate you stepping into the Queen's Lounge. And, you know, I want to see if I get some brave souls to call in, because usually when I get a topic like this, people be like, I'll just text it to you, Emma. I don't know why. You can always call in and don't give your name, you know. But so without no further ado, the hot topic that we're discussing tonight, or I would love to discuss with my listening audience, is when is crossing the line from flirt to cheater. You know, some people feel that when you flirt, it's the same thing as cheating. And other people feel flirt is just flirting and cheating is cheating. So, but it begins, the cheating has to start somewhere. There has to be a spark. There has to be a connection that you get with somebody, and usually there's flirting involved. So, you know, when is that line? When is that line crossed that it goes from flirting, you can flirt, whatever, to actually cheating? I'm going to go into one of the females that, you know, I'm not going to give their name, because whoever inboxes me with their answer, I don't give out names, just a story. And if you don't care, then you could just post it. So here we go. We're going to go into, okay, right here. So she says her husband was infamous for flirting with women in his job, which led into sexual affairs. In her case, the female boss would become so close to her husband that they would cover up his conduct, but and would end up firing the women that he actually was flirting with or having an affair with. When it became too obvious, it was as if he did nothing wrong and the women were at fault, as if they were the only ones entertaining this behavior. Eventually, husband was fired for his sexual emails. She eventually found out through a call from one of the women, and her marriage, of course, you know, shortly after fell apart. It's sad because it took this innocent flirt and it turned it into a dangerous affair. So, you know, so I asked her, you know, if she, of course, I'm going to ask, are you still with, you know, your husband? And if you are, did you forgive him? And she said, no. You know, they're not together. They broke up. But the straw that broke the camel's back with that was that a man found the emails. The man to the woman that he was flirting with, her husband was flirting with, found emails and found their address and came to their house with a gun to confront her husband. And she was home with her child. And knew the lady and knew of the lady, so and showed, you know, the letters that the other, you know, the other, his wife, what a scandal, this is dangerous, and felt that it could have, you know, and it could have become something more dangerous. You're absolutely right. So because you're playing with other people's lives when you do that. Yeah. You know, and still to this day, he still haven't changed his ways. You know, but he's seeking the Lord. And, you know, my answer to her was, a person has to accept the change. God can't cure, you know, whoever don't want to be healed just because you're in his home or in church. So, yes, yeah, so that's definitely, you know, was her side. She didn't want it to be read. She didn't want her name connected, but this was her story. And this is the topic. So I'm going into my phone lines. And 516, is this the one and only Hayes?
Yes, it is. Good evening. How you doing, Emma?
Good evening. You already know. Fired up for the topic.
Pumped up and fired up. Mm-hmm. All right. That's what's up. Man, you know, Emma, this is, you know, we're speaking about, you're speaking of, on flirting. And what's the other one?
Well, it's the question is not so much flirting. The question is, when is crossing the line from flirting to cheating? So, you know, because some people are like flirt by nature. They just kind of have that flirtatious about them. Doesn't mean they're a cheater. But
exactly.
Some people
well,
are flirting.
All right.
Right.
All
doesn't
right.
Mean that, it doesn't mean that, you know, they will go the next step. So my question is, where is that line that crosses from you flirting to actually then becoming into cheating, being a cheater?
Okay. I can only speak upon my own experience and the consultation I've given others, you know, about this whole situation, because this is a very good topic, by the way. You know, I give you lots and lots of credit for all the topics that you come about, you bring up. Speaking from personal experience, my ex, she was a very flirtatious woman by nature, okay?
Uh-huh.
Especially at work. All right? Now, when I mean flirtatious, she was a very, she did not, some women do not realize that being very friendly, you know, with another man or other men, okay, they don't realize that they are, by doing that, by naturally being like that, they're leading the other men on. okay?
Uh-huh.
And I used to tell my ex, listen, I trust you. You understand? What I don't trust is men, because I know for a fact, you know what I mean? You know, Emma, that we have spoken on this show about myself. I've thrown it out there. Listen, I wasn't an angel all the time. I'm not an angel now, you know, but I've learned my lesson. You know what I mean? Karma came around and got me several times. And I know now that when I have a woman, you know what I'm saying, it's her and that's that. If we're in a relationship and that's that, you know. So if ever we were to break up, I will have no regrets because I did not do anything wrong. Now, going back to flirting and the line, I kept telling her, I trust you, but you don't. I don't trust Deb. She said, well, you just need to trust me and know that I am not going, you know, I'm not going to let anyone, you know, do anything. So lo and behold, one day I go pick her up at work, you know, and she's coming down, and this dude says to her, you know, have a good night, princess, you know. Now, how was I to take that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, how as her husband, as her ex-husband, I was her husband at the time, how was I supposed to accept that? You know, I got angry simply because it was her fault. It was her fault for being so naturally flirtatious with people of the opposite sex. You know, men automatically, they think, oh, wow, you know, this chick is, you know, first and foremost, especially if they're attractive, they'd be like, I'm telling you, this is the mind of a man. They just begin to say, you know, wow, you know, she's so like, hey, man, she's always like talking and, you know, she's always talking to the guys and saying, you know, to the guys, so how is the game and this and so on and so forth. And, you know.
So wait a minute, Heath, because you're kind of blaming all the men. And, I mean, even though, you know, I stand for all the women, you got women that, you know, that are not so trustworthy as well. You know, you can't really blame it all on the men because one thing that I do know, if the woman says no, there's no play. The woman has to be the one saying yes for things to go down. So
you're absolutely right, my sister. Let me tell you something. And, you know, there was an article in the New York Times about this topic itself. You know, in the New York Times about 4 years ago, it came out that, you know, companies, they throw company parties, and that is where all the people, when, you know, that's where they all let their like, you know, their steam out, okay? Whatever they're holding in, you know, they talk to the people. Let's be straight up, you know what I'm saying? That's what happens in the workplace. You know, and let me tell you something. My marriage ended by her having an affair. That's the word I was looking for. She was having an affair, and she thought this was her plan. She thought she was going to get away with this. She just wanted to, and we spoke. She said, you know, I just wanted to see temporarily if I still had it in me. I said, what are you talking? You know, that broke my heart, man.
Right.
You know, that was my marriage. That was the end of our marriage. That was the end. You know, because I couldn't accept the fact that, you know, like I always told her, listen, why didn't you speak to me about this? Why didn't you speak
that,
to
that
me
makes
about
you kind of that makes you kind of think, was this done before? You know,
exactly right.
So once you trust a person and the distrust is gone, you kind of start lingering more back. Like, you know, okay, this happened now, but how many times didn't it happen that I didn't catch it?
Exactly right. That's what I'm saying. And let me tell you something. You yourself just said, my sister, that, you know, I was blaming men, yes, you know, but this man, I spoke to the man, you know what I'm saying? And he told me, listen, what is it that you want me to do? I said, stay away from her. He goes, she's going to know. He goes, let me tell you something. I know that you were happily married. I used to see you come here, and you don't know who I am. You never seen me, but
hey,
I saw you.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt with that, because how can he say you was in a happy marriage? How can it be a happy marriage and her still feel that she needed to do this because nobody does that in a happy marriage?
Well, this was years later. This is what I'm saying. This was years later. She told him, he became the shoulder to cry on. A happy marriage, it turned into a little sour marriage, you know, we were having a crisis. We were having a little crisis.
Okay.
And, you know, I tried to get marriage counseling. She refused. First she wanted it, but then she refused it. The long run, the end of the story is, you know what? Flirting, there's no, I right now, you know, it's like I'm even fighting in family court right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting trial in May. I just went to my family court case last week, and because I was late 15 minutes coming from Massachusetts to New York, they denied me a recall. And, you know, now my daughter's lawyer, my daughter's only 11 years old, my daughter's lawyer is saying that my daughter does not want to see me. That is even my attorney says she's being coached. How can an 11-year-old that loves you?
So flirting led into cheating, and now even led into you losing your child, basically.
Exactly right. I haven't seen my daughter in 4.5 years. I haven't seen my daughter, and she's been jumping. I got a report, and somebody from Facebook, an old friend of mine that has a certain access to a database, a certain database. I can't really, you know, say what type of database. She helped me out. And she said, you know, give me her name and certain other things. And, you know, I found out, I saw all of these things. Within the last 5 years, she's moved 4 times. She's been letting my daughter travel on on planes to Florida alone. My older daughter is telling me this.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Now,
yes.
You know,
I don't want to go a little off the topic.
Let's not go off the topic. But the bottom line, you know what? The bottom line is, if a woman is flirting, you know what I'm saying? She's, in other words, like, you know, throwing her body out there, you know, and just being in being in the mix with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, men are going to think that, you know, this woman is, hey, and they're going to come on to her.
Right. Now let me, as a person that has like 100 brothers and hangs out with, you know, the majority of men, I'm going to chime in here to say that it goes on the woman, because I don't care how many times you rap to me. I don't care how many times you promise me castles and diamonds in the sky. If I'm in a relationship, I'm in a committed relationship and I have a man, I'm committed to that. And I don't care what you have to say, how many times you have to say it, and if you say it upside down, I'm happy. My man makes me happy. Nothing's going to make me go that step, you know? And if I was to do that, the fault will be on me.
See, my queen, see, my sister, but not all women are like you. See, I have a saying. There's women that are, that you right there, you describe something to me.
You
are a woman amongst little girls.
But you know what, right? It goes higher. It goes even beyond me in a relationship or me respecting my man. It goes me respecting me. Who I am, you know what I'm saying?
Ah, so, your morals.
Me,
there you go, your morals.
Me
That's
as a queen. Me as a queen. I set myself in a certain position, and I can't get off my square. You know, regardless even if I'm in a relationship or not, I still cannot get off my queen square, you know? And I have to, I walk the walk, you know? People turn to me for advice and motivation. I cannot seem to be a hypocrite and tell someone, oh, well, you know, it's not right to do this, but then, oh, Emma, but you did exactly that. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
Because,
I follow.
Because another thing, because my life is under a microscope all the time, I'm already kind of trained. I'm like Army, Navy trained. Like, no, these things you do, these things you don't, and, you know, and that's it. You suck it up or you let it go. You know what I mean? And
exactly
I will write the whole relationship out. I will write it all out, everything, take everything. But once I say no is no and it's over, and then as a single woman, if I decide whatever, to date, to do whatever, that's different. But I cannot go, you know, beyond my relationship.
I don't know how much to give you so much. To give you so much credit as a woman, because let me tell you something, you know, I've seen women in family court look at me, women that don't even know me, and tell me, you mean to tell, they come up to me, and you mean to tell me, like during the breaks, you know, they hear me talking to my lawyer and everything, then my lawyer says I'll be back, and I just chill and, you know, look at my paperwork. And women are there, you know, and, they, you know, family court is a very, very tough place. That's where you see the flirting. That's where everything leads to, especially if you're married. You know what I'm saying? That's where everything leads to, especially if children are involved. You know what I mean? And let me tell you something. Her flirting led to someone, these guys, they, and this in particular guy, you know, go and hit on her when we were having a tough time.
Right.
So they began going to lunch.
Especially as a woman, if you know, especially if you know you're going through a tough time in your marriage, the last person you turn to is to a man that you already know has certain feelings for you. You know what I mean? Because, you know, my best friends are male. I have male best friends. I don't have female best friends. But there's an understanding with my male, you know, my male best friends. There is no other extra hand agenda with them because they're my best friends for more than 30 years, 20 years plus, you know. So there is no hidden agenda. You know, they keep it real with me. They hit me raw. If I'm wrong, they let me know. They chew me out, you know. So I already know from all those years of having a male companion that's not sexually, just a friend, to the difference between having someone and being in a relationship and respecting those, you know, those barriers.
Wow.
You know, and you cannot cross. Because, you know, a lot of men be like, oh, you can't have male. But yes, I have 100 brothers. I hang out with 100. But those 100 brothers, I know their wives. I know their girls. They know me. They have access to me like I have access to them, to their kids. You know what I'm saying? It's no hidden.
Right.
It's, oh, call me later when she's not here. No, if you can't speak
right
to me in front of me.
Right, there's no ulterior motives. There's no ulterior motives.
If you cannot speak to me in front of her while she's in the room or whatever, if she does, if she says, oh, don't friend her as a Facebook, then you know what? I'm not going to do this because I don't sneak around. I don't, a queen does is not hidden, you know? So
exactly.
If it wasn't a problem, it's because then you're creating that problem because I'm already involved. So I'm not trying to be involved with no one else. You know what I mean? Not
exactly
me.
Right.
I can only speak for myself, you know, which I always do. It's my opinion. I only can speak for myself, you know? There's a women that have problems with that. There's men that have problems with that. But that's on the individual. I love myself so much. I don't need nothing else. Look, I'm going to kiss myself right now. Good God. I just love me.
Look at that.
Me.
Look at that. Like I was trying to say, you are a woman amongst little girls that still have to learn what you practice, okay? There are still so many women out there. And then let me tell you something, men also. There's men also. But you know what? Let me tell you something. You know how many women that I know have flirted with me that I know that had men? And that I said, I'm sorry. I can't do that. I had to have my own self-morals, my own self-respect as a man to know that that has happened to me, and I will not do that to someone else.
Listen, you have to live with the karma. Karma, you know karma is an MF. And karma, you don't play.
It will come around, and it will hurt you. I'm telling you. It may take a year, it may take 5 years, but it's going to come around, Emma. I'm telling you, it's going to come around. You know, and that's why, when I speak to women and they tell me, I'm trying to get my daughter or my son's father, who hasn't been, he hasn't supported the child or anything like that, and you mean to tell me that you are here, you're fighting tooth and nail so you can support your daughter, be there morally, love your daughter, and she's denying you that? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get off the topic, but this is what it all leads to.
Right. Just that initial, it all comes back to when you reverse it, blah, 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 blah. It started with a flirt. You started flirting, and and fast forward it, now you're in court having to fight just to see your child. So that's how serious it can get when people think that sometimes flirting is innocent. I've had a lot of people, a lot of friends also tell me that, I just flirt, but it's innocent. It's nothing, this and that. Like the young lady that inboxed me to let me know about her situation with her husband and all that, where the person that he was flirting with that became an affair, her husband found out and comes to the house to knock with a gun. To confront her husband while she's there with her children. Are you serious? Look at the danger. This man could have came guns blazing, not even asked questions, and just killed everybody just because he was hurt and he was bittered and he was, and he was done wrong.
And you know what, my sister? If he was to murder her and him, do you know that he would probably would get a plea of temporary insanity? Because it is written. I don't know your faith. I respect everyone's faith. It is biblically written that you must be careful of a man that finds out that, his woman is cheating. You know what I'm saying? Because he can go shoot them both. You know what I'm saying? Kill them both out of temporary insanity. And he'll get off. He'll walk.
And the other way around, women too. Not that we're condoning or asking anyone to please take the law in their own hands, because it's never smart. It's a lose-lose situation. Everybody loses. No one really wins.
No.
And you know what? If a person does that type of thing to you, where they flirt on you, where they cheat on you, although how painful at the moment, of course, you feel about it, that's actually the best thing they could have done for you. The best thing they could have done for you is remove themselves out of your life. If at the moment, of course, you don't see it that way, it's because, there's emotions. But when you look at it logically and you look at it not with the heart, you could save yourself a couple of more years where other things could have, happened more severe. And they left you actually that door open to find the one that really does belong to you.
Exactly. There you go. Wow.
Because what's yours, nobody can take away.
You just dropped so. You just dropped such a nugget on
your own show. What's yours, you can't take away. You know why? Because we were talking about like first love and true love topic not so long ago, and everybody that came in to give their comments and replies, they had relationships of more than 20 years. You know, their parents were more than 40 years together. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right,
when you're meant to be with someone, through thick, rain, or shine, you're going to be with that person. I had a gentleman, shout out to Jesus, with his wife 43 years, you know? So
hey.
So what's meant for you is meant for you. That's what I'm saying. And if that person did that to you early on in your relationship or even afterwards when they do it, you know what? Move out the way and find that other person that's really meant for you. You know,
But Emma, you know what? Let me tell you something. You know, as flirtatious as she was, I loved her. She was my wife. I made vows. Call me old school. Call me whatever you want to call me. But I respected those vows. I respected them. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm not doubting, but it takes two. In a relationship, it takes two. That's why they say 50-50. So you can't do 80-20 because it's just not working. You can't love someone 80% and them 20 and think something is going to work out. It's not. It's just a matter of time. You're kind of like on a timer that eventually, you know, something's going to happen of that sort.
Let me tell you something. Facebook is a very, very dangerous thing, okay?
It's not Facebook itself. No, I'm going to disagree.
It's not Facebook itself. I think we've gotten into this topic and
we
spoke about that. But, you know, it's the people, okay?
It's not Facebook because, listen, whether it be Facebook, whether it be the phone texting, whether it be anything, if you're that type of person, you're going to do it beyond Facebook, beyond whatever, you know, whatever.
Right.
Apply yourself at the job, like you said, you know, taking your kid to the park, whatever. If you're going to do it, if that's the person, you know, it's in your nature to do that, you're going to do it regardless. You can't blame Facebook or nothing else other than that. That's the person that you are. Now, I've had situations, you know, because, of course, the work that I do, I have situations that, you know, they've called me a flirt, and, you know, and I've stopped to ask a flirt, like, when, you know, what did I say or what were my actions? And their response was, oh, because you was very nice to me, and I thought that you liked me because I was nice, because I didn't use no words like, oh, you know, any words that would say I want to be with you. But their thing was because you was nice to me. I'm like, wow, that saddens me to know that because I speak to you nicely, you go and assume that. That means you must get treated like trash. And that's actually a sad thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So now I'm more cautious. I used to not pay that much attention because I knew that I wasn't. But you have to know, you have to be careful how others perceive you. And, you know, and so now I'm a little more cautious. Now people say, oh, you're a little cold now. Well, either I'm close or I'm flirtation. Like, which one? There's just no pleasing. But I do watch a little more how I interact, you know, with the males. And let me tell you, even with the females, because even the females get it twisted. Because nowadays the world is crazy, so it doesn't matter. Even a man to, you know, woman to man is woman to woman is just man to man is just, you know, it's just everybody. So now I'm just cautious of just how I speak in general. And even with my women's movement, I've had a couple of issues with that, where the woman thinks it was something else. I'm like, no, sweetie, you know, you're a queen, I'm a queen. You know, you stand in your throne, I stand in mine. I respect you, whoever wants to live the way they want to live, but that's not how I live. And, you know, I don't have nothing against that, but I will still motivate and support. It doesn't mean that I want to have a relationship with you because I'm supporting you and I'm giving you, you know, our motivation. But yeah, that's happened to me, you know, where people are right away assume or think, you know, it could be something else, or they will want something else, and then, you know, I politely shut them down in the beginning, and if they get a little crazy, then I gotta shut them down Bronx style. But when a woman says no wholeheartedly, she's heard. Trust me. The man, or the other chick that whatever, will hear the no. When you mean that, you be like, no, but when you're like, no, but maybe, when you're doing that, yes, you open that door for, yeah, because you're giving the other person kind of a little hope and a little inkling. But the moment you say no and you say it firm and you say it with that authority, they're not, nobody's going to want to deal with that. They're going to listen. All right, bye-bye. And they just go on to the next person or, you know, the next situation. But again,
you know, Emma, let me tell you something. There was a, where her and I lived, okay, there was an establishment right next to us. There was a restaurant, okay? And it was owned by a Russian man, you know? And it was a very nice restaurant. It was down a couple of blocks. I mean, it was on the block where we lived, where we had our home, okay? Uh-huh. And I was real cool with the guy because he used to see me come home, you know, after my tours. I used to come home, and he was like, hey, you know, he always respected the fact that I was a fireman and I was cool and I lived right on the block and everything like that. So when her and I split up, you know what I mean, he told me no, that I spoke to him and I told him what happened because I didn't know who to speak to, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
He said that that's impossible. He goes, then when he finally like absorbed it, he goes, if anybody else would have told me that, I would have bet my arm that they were lying because I always seen you with her and your friend and your children always happy. He says, if anybody else would have said that they have a bad marriage, I would have said, all right, cut my arm off because that's, you're wrong.
Right.
And that man, that old man, you know, I mean, consoled me. You know what I mean? He really consoled. He was there for me. He said, stay here this evening. You know, because let me tell you something. Men get hurt, too. A lot of women don't understand that real men get hurt, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
real
right.
Men get hurt.
Yeah, and because, you know, we sometimes want to, you know, if we're hurt and a man maybe did us dirty, we kind of want to, you know, take it out on all of them. Like, as well, you know, the other way around, because everything I say it always, you know, works the other way as well. I don't mean it just one-sided, because, you know, I hear from both sides.
Right. That's true, because, I mean, you know, everybody, you get to hear a lot of people's different point of views.
Mm-hmm.
I see it. You're out there, you're out and about, you're doing your thing, you're motivating people, everything like that. But let me tell you something. I wish that a lot of sisters out there, a lot of queens out there had the morals that you have, man. You know,
and I gotta step into that too. They are a circle of women that do have morals, you know, but you have your bad seeds, like everything, you know, like there's good men out there too. Women be like, oh, there's no good men out there. There are good men out there, you know, but those good men, guess what? The same thing that us women complain about, oh, we gave our heart and they, you know, crushed it and we got disrespected and we got, you know, played or whatever. There's a lot of good men that have gone through the same thing, so they're cautious. You know, you can't blame them. You're cautious too, you know?
Exactly right, you know, and I learned. I got burned. I didn't even see it coming. Okay, Emma? I didn't see it coming. But you know what? It made me a stronger man. It made me such a stronger man that, I mean, you know, when I get my daughter, and I know I'm going to get my daughter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know. We're going to trial in May. Trial. I never been on trial in my life before. You know,
right.
And
well,
I
well,
have,
you're her father, so you have rights, and you know, you have rights. So that's all you need to know. It's not like you have don't have rights, or you have, or you're convicted murder or something like that that can prevent
never
you.
Never that. Never,
right.
Never, never
saying.
That.
No,
never that, and never, you know, never had did I lay my hands on my daughter or my ex. Never
mm-hmm.
did I do something like that. I have people coming to that trial that my attorney told me, I want this courtroom filled with all your people so I can call anyone with high credentials to step
mm-hmm.
up on your behalf, you know. So I already got about maybe 11 people that are gonna that are willing to testify.
Amen.
That are willing to travel from Massachusetts. That are willing to travel from Florida. That are willing to travel from all different states.
Amen.
You know, and I know I'm gonna get my daughter. You know, my sister says it. My sister is a very, you know, my sister is a very very wise queen. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And she told me, little brother, don't worry. Don't worry. You are
yeah.
going to win this trial.
Just got to walk in faith. Just got to walk in faith. And I know you have a lot of that. And, you know, there's no way that, you know, the reasons why they would keep her away from you, you don't have any of those. You know what I mean? So
exactly
it's
right.
It's just a matter of, you know, just going through the court procedure. Sad, because once it starts, you just got to go through it, you know?
You know, and it's a shame because the system always takes the woman's side a lot, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The system does that.
Yeah, it does. It favors the mother.
They always lean towards the mother,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that to me just is so unfair, you know? It really is. But just, you know, what's going to happen is justice. I need justice over there. And this all started, Emma, from flirting.
Mm-hmm.
Look how much came from flirting. Okay?
Yeah.
This is what it all came down to. For being falsely arrested, being this, that, all of this, speaking to a dude that
mm-hmm.
I don't know what he did with my own wife at the time.
Wow.
You know
like
what I'm saying?
Lady, yeah, just like the young lady that now is doesn't have a marriage and is, you know, has several children and now has to be doing this all on her own. So, you know, from that flirt, you done ruined your whole family, your children's lives, because, you know, now, you know, she has to balance out how, you know, she's going to maintain and feed. And all she was doing was just staying home and being a woman and a mother. And that's all she was doing. You know, she was doing her role, and he went and messed up on his, and just it all fell apart like a domino effect. So it's not just about you. When you decide to flirt and to cheat, it's not just about you. It becomes a domino effect to everyone that's involved in that marriage or in that relationship. So if there's children, guess what? They also tied up and involved in that marriage or that relationship. You know,
yeah.
So you know,
yeah.
think beyond the private parts. That's really what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're
yeah,
not thinking with your
right.
private part, then you could think logically. And when you think with, you know, with logic, there's just no room for all the other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, and I thank you for this because
of course
it really helps.
We're here like a free therapy session, eh?
Exactly right. You know, I mean, you know, we all go through our, you know, through our own, you know, everybody goes. There's a saying: everybody is going through their own struggle or battles.
Absolutely.
Be kind. Be kind.
Fighting their own demons. Everyone has demons.
Yes.
From
exactly.
the best person to the worst person. We just have either, some have several, some have one. But the point is that you do have a demon, you know, and some can control them and some, you know, are out of control. So, yeah, definitely be kind
Let me tell you something. You're speaking upon demons, and let me tell you something. Well, you look at my page about me, you know, and my what I say about me and my favorite quotes. And one of my quotes is right there. You confront the dark parts of yourself, and you work to banish them with the illumination and forgiveness. Your willingness to wrestle with your demons will cause your angels to sing. Use the pain as fuel and as a reminder of your strength. That's all good. Well, you know. So
yeah,
I thank you, Emma, for everything, for letting me speak on your show.
I'm going to go. I thank you for calling in, like always, and giving your input. You know, we could stay here and make this a five-hour show easy.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Unfortunately, I only got like about another 8 minutes to the show, so I'm going to play some music. I'm going to come back with some more information. I thank you, Hayes, for calling in. If you want to hang on. All right, that's peace. You're listening to The Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and one of my gentlemen, definitely a friend to the show, Hayes. And the topic we're discussing is when is crossing the line from flirt to cheater, you know? And he discussed his experience. I had a young lady that inboxed me her experience. And, you know, it's just crazy. At the end of the day, it's really about people's morals. And that you can't change. You know, I know us women always feel, oh, I'm into this relationship with this bad boy and I can change him. Or vice versa. Oh, I can turn, you know, into a housewife. Not. People individually got to change themselves. You do not have the power to change no one else. I'm just saying, don't judge me.
Service for my country and my family. that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, you do.
Chris, wait!
My sexy sis, my girl in a bag of pearls, Emma E2K at the Queen's Lounge, right here on LushRadioOnline.com. Wow!
Yeah, yeah, and you're listening to the sexy, the one and only Emma E2K at the Queen's Lounge. And, you know, I welcome, shout out to all those listeners, everybody on deck on the Facebook, I see you, everybody on Twitter, I see you. Sometimes I may be able to answer you back, sometimes not. Remember, everybody's eyeing me and leaving messages at the same time. And at the same time, I got to think about what I'm saying on my show and, you know, and tending to the callers that are calling in. So forgive me if right away on the air I don't address you. It's not that I'm ignoring you. It's just that I'm doing my show, right? Okay, cool. So that being said, shout out to the CEO, Lushy Lush. Shout out to all my queens doing the actual work out there. And someone asked me the other day, what do you mean by that? You're always giving shout out to the queens that are doing the work. What I mean is the actual queens that are out there doing what they say they're going to do, you know, making a change, not complaining and saying things are one way and them being in the house complaining behind their computer. The queens that are out there, you know, paving the way for other queens, really helping them out, assisting them, you know, just doing the work. So shout out to all the queens doing the work. Shout out to all the kings doing the work as well because, you know, without you guys, shout out to all the gentlemen. There's very few nowadays, but there are still some. And I know definitely the gentlemen don't do that flirting stuff. A man that stands on his ground, just like a woman and a queen that stand on hers, must respect themselves first, love themselves before they love anyone. Because if you're out there flirting, honestly, truly, and you're in a relationship, come on, you're grown. No one has to tell you that's not what you're not supposed to, you know, what you're not supposed to be doing. So next time, you know, be careful. Don't let those influences out there really, you know, mess with you. And if you want to talk to somebody, call your number one motivator or hit me up on Facebook. I'll give you some damn advice. Stop going and crying on people's damn shoulder and get yourself in trouble. This is the Queen's Lounge, and you're listening to MA2K. And like always, love, peace, and soul. A rest in peace, a party artist, P80. I see you. Shout out to AG. Shout out to the Av Records. Shout out to Lush Radio, E2K, Big C Rod Entertainment, and, you know, the Toy Drive. We'll be out there soon. See you soon in New York. Peace. I'm out.